We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school boys basketball. Woodbine is trying to go to the boys basketball state tournament. They have a sub-state final on Saturday night as they take on Madrid in Des Moines. Kyle Bartles, head coach for the Woodbine Tigers, with us here on KSOM. And coach, how do you feel about your basketball team coming into this fellow matchup up against the Tigers?
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about where our team is right now. It's been a season of injuries for us. Been battling them since, you know, halfway through January. And I think we're finally healthy. We got all of our kids back. So now we've had a couple of games to play with our full lineup. So, yeah, we're in a good spot right now. Hopefully we can just keep the stomach bug and that stuff away from us until Saturday. But, yeah, health-wise, we're good to go. And I think our kids are really excited for another chance to go down here to Des Moines and play for a trip to the state basketball tournament.
So give us an idea of some of the injuries and some of the things you've had to go through this year.
Yeah, you know, one of our freshmen, Braden Berry, he's had a couple concussions this year that have kept him out. You know, he comes back for a game, gets knocked in again, and then has to be out for a couple more weeks. So he's back, and he had a little bit of a knee injury there against our Avoca game in the second round. So he'll be back Saturday. Jax Pryor had an elbow injury that we fought all the month of January. Aiden Kanan, a sophomore for us, another starter, 6'5", big kid. He had a stress fracture in his lower back. We found out in December. So he finally got cleared in his back and been playing for the last couple of games. So, yeah, just some unfortunate injuries that have messed up our lineup a little bit, but we've had the opportunity where we've had 10 different kids start for us. We had a lot of kids with varsity experience this year heading into this game that it's all going to pay off for us, we hope, because hopefully the game won't be too big or the moment won't be too big for them, and they'll be relaxed and be able to execute their roles and do their jobs.
Well, and you've had to suffer some games in the middle of the season that, you know, if you had – a full lineup, maybe perhaps you wouldn't have lost, you know, not a good loss to Cam, maybe not a good loss to Boyer Valley, lost arch rival Coon Rapids Baird, lost to a solid Westwood team by a couple. What have you learned from those losses about your team that maybe can help you at this time of the season?
Yeah, you know, I think you want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the season, and I think we learned a lot in those games that we lost, especially on the defensive side of the ball and our rebounding. You know, just how important those are for our team. You know, we want to play those games in the 40s and 50s. We don't want to get into those big shootout matches. We just don't have the scoring power that we've had in the past. So I think it really just you know, made the point to our kids that defense is so important. We have to be able to do our job and execute our game plans no matter who's playing. The Coon Rapids teams are a very good team. You know, highly state ranked. I imagine they'll make it to the state tournament this year. You know, we lost to them in double overtime, and that kind of started the downhill slide for us. But then we were able to pick things back up. These kids that we have, you know, they've been through this 3 years in a row now. We've made a big football run too with, you know, all five of our starters right now are on that football team. So they understand the importance of postseason and how to execute things. And sometimes you just go through some lulls and then they pick themselves back up and postseason rolls around.
Yeah. Well, you lost to St. Albert by 25 in the regular season and you turned that around and you won by 61-43, won by 18. So, I mean, you dramatically turned that around. So I imagine the confidence level for your boys are sky high after that.
Oh yeah. You know, we played phenomenal on Tuesday night, executed a game plan to perfection. You know, we wanted to limit them to one shot. And, you know, I think we had two kids with 30 rebounds, and when you can go in there and they get that mindset and Jax Pryor and Landon Bloom have 30 to themselves, you know, those two together, and you know, they just dominated, and that was a great feeling for us. It's always a fun place to play, St. Albert. You know, we have history with that team. So, yeah, our kids are fired up for that game. And this game against Madrid, it's going to be the same way. You know, we upset them 2 years ago to the state tournament, and, you know, they're going to probably remember that pretty well. And they're kind of in the same boat we are. And, you know, they have a bunch of sophomores that are young kids. You know, they were on that state championship team last year, but not very many of them played in it outside of the Bridgewater kid and the Severson kid. So, you know, they're going to be hungry trying to knock us out. You know, we got some seniors and juniors that were on that team that when we beat them. So it would be a good game. And, you know, we just had to be focused and ready to go for it.
Yeah, we got, of course, Landon Bloom gets a lot of headlines for what he does, scoring 20 points a ball game. But you mentioned the freshman, Braden Berry, who's obviously made it, an impact on you because you obviously need him in your lineup there. What has kind of stood out with him to make him an important piece for you?
Yeah, you know, he's a very long and athletic kid. He has great ball handling skills and can shoot the ball. So he's able to defend some kids that we struggle to match up with just because of our size. But he's quick enough and long enough he can match up with a lot of kids. And he kind of had a breakout game when we played up at Coon Rapids right before Christmas break. He came out, had like 10 points in that game, but just played tremendous on defense and is able to rebound the ball. He's a great jumper. He's in, you know, he's a high jumper, kind of like Landon. They're both going to be pretty competitive in that. So he can get up and get the ball. That he's a big important piece for that. And that gives us six kids that are going to be over 6'2" in our lineup. And, you know, the more height and length we can get, especially against this Madrid team, is going to be very important.
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly your record does not reflect what your team is right now, but Madrid, they're 20-4. They have a sophomore that leads them in scoring, a dynamic player, and Jevin Severinsen, who's averaging about 25 a game. What have you seen about him that makes him so tough?
Yeah, you know, yeah, he's a great ball player. His brothers are great ball players. You know, he is very athletic. He can, you know, he's got a great Euro step. He can drive. He's a great rebounder and can finish, and he knocks on free throws. So, yeah, the fact that he's averaging 25 and 9.8 rebounds a game, I mean, he's almost averaging a double-double, and he's one of the best scorers in Class 1A. You know, Madrid's going to want to – they want to slow that game down. They want to take that shot clock down, try to limit possessions of the basketball. They don't want to get up and down and run. So we're just going to have to really focus defensively, make sure that we are sending help at the right time from the right person and being able to make them one and done as well the best we can. So, yeah, he's a dynamic player. He's a Division I football recruit, so he's a great athlete. He's going to be a handful, and he's been a handful all year for anybody that's played him.
Yeah. Well, your team knows how to win sub-state finals. You did it last year against rival Coon Rapids Baird, and you got to the state tournament and unfortunately ran into a solid St. Edmund team. So not to bring up bad memories or anything like that, but nevertheless, this team knows how to win. How much of an advantage will that be to help you in this game when, again, when you go by the records, you're the underdog, but at the same time, the record doesn't reflect how good your team is?
Yeah, no, I think it's just a mindset for our kids. I think they believe that they can play with anybody in the state. You know, last year we had high goals with our team that we had. We had a great senior class, and, you know, St. Ed's nipped us there at the end. We led most of that game and weren't able to finish. And I think that just fuels this group even more. They were really close with those seniors, and, you know, going to the state football game and losing the way we lost that game at the last minute against Bishop Garrigan, I think just fueled it even more. So these kids are competitors. They want to win. They know if they just go in next game mentality, play one quarter at a time, execute our job, it doesn't matter the venue or who we're playing. They just believe that they can go and compete against anybody and give themselves a chance to win a basketball game.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck Saturday night against Madrid. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Kyle Bartles, head coach for Woodbine Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.